Our next guest on the program has had quite an adventure. He began his life, well, not his life, but his adult life as a roadie for the Grateful Dead. And then back in the 80s, decided he wanted to become a commercial fisherman. And his work, based in Gloucester, is documented in a brand new Discovery series that starts later this week called All on the Line. We are pleased to be joined by Captain Johnny Johnson.
Hey, thanks for having me, my friend. It's an honor and a pleasure, sir.
Well, you've got quite a story here, quite a route. This is not the normal path going from being a Grateful Dead roadie to a commercial fisherman. How did that happen?
Well, it's a very interesting story. Actually, I was studying architecture at Auburn University and was touring with the Grateful Dead, and a friend of mine was able to get me a job in the management and administrative work for the Grateful Dead. And we were traveling, and Jerry took us to Hawaii for a two-show event, and the last show was in Hilo, Hawaii. We had about 2 weeks before our next gig in San Francisco, and he gave us $1,500 and gave us a room at the Royal Hawaiian to stay in. And the second night I was there, I went out on a tuna boat and I caught a 228-pound yellowfin and on a rope, and came back, got a plane ticket to Alabama, sold everything I owned in a garage sale, and I moved to Hawaii and became a tuna boat captain.
Well, that's an adventure and a half right there. So how long have you been a fisherman now?
This will be my 34th season as a tuna boat captain.
Wow. And these days you're based in Gloucester, and of course here in the Northeast, that's sort of the king of the fishing region here and the North Atlantic itself, but also some of the most dangerous fishing waters anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it is. It's certain months here, the water's extremely rough and very, very dangerous. You know, June, July, and August, and even into September, the water's actually pretty nice. But as you go into the fall, into the winter, it gets, those nor'easters, if the people that live here, they know, it gets really, really ugly. You just have to respect the water and pick your times to go, and it's certainly worth it. You know, when you bring up that 1,000-pound critter circling up under your boat, it's just nothing like it. You know, I've fished all over the world for giant fish, and nothing compares to the giant bluefin. And I have to say, too, that the Northeast, Gloucester, Massachusetts, the oldest port in America, you know, they even though I'm from the South and from Alabama and fished Hawaii, they accepted me in here like family, and just salt of the earth people, you know, people from all up and down the coast I've met. I know lots of guys from Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts, of course, that are fishermen, and just some of the best people I've ever met in my life, and just really good, honest, strong, hard working folks, you know. And I feel fortunate to be in this industry and to be a part of this industry. And what we're trying to do with the show is show some of the positive things that we're doing out there on the water. You know, it's not just about catching a tuna fish. It's about sustainability of our resource. It's about bringing, you know, every 100 charters we bring into Gloucester represents $750,000 to our local economy, which we're really proud of that, you know, to help our neighbors and to give back to our community. And, you know, we're teaching these younger guys how important it is to take care of our water, take care of our planet, you know, and you know, just the full spectrum of being a captain. You know, only part of it is catching these fish.
And, of course, so important to have a great crew. Tell us a little bit about the crew you work with.
Well, I've got two of the best guys on the water, period. Aldo Alverio and Josh Cushane they're just salt of the earth guys. They're hardworking. They're pros. They fish their hearts out. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 30 days a month. I mean, these guys give it their whole heart and soul. And I'll tell you, you're only as good as your crew. And I'll put the subdivider of my boat up with anybody's boat because of my crew, because, you know, I ain't got a big, fancy, beautiful boat. I've got a nice, safe tuna-killing machine, but it's because of my crew that we do so well, for sure.
We're talking with Captain Johnny Johnson here on Downtown. Well, to provide that sustainability, you've got some pretty serious quotas and limits. Is it one fish a day? Is that right?
That's right. It's one giant bluefin per day, which, you know, it's hard on the fishermen, but it's great for the resource. And I'm going to pick the resource every day, because I want my kids to be able to fish. You know, it's very important that we educate these younger guys and what it's going to take to build the herd, to build the school of tuna. You know, it's just real important.
Now, your father's got a little place in the record books, too. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, my dad caught his first world record catfish when I was 5, and then he broke another world record when I was 9. And I've got to say that I've been pretty much screwed up ever since chasing these big fish around. I was in school at Auburn for architecture, and when he found out I was going to catch giant fish, I'm pretty sure he wasn't very happy, but he knew that, you know, that's been in my family for generations. We love to fish. It's just my true passion. Even today, after all these years, I still get excited when that rod bends over. I get butterflies in my stomach like a little kid.
What's the biggest bluefin you've caught so far?
Just over 1,200 pounds. It was just over an 11-hour battle. And it was a hell of a day, you know, but I'm still chasing the world record.
And what's the record?
The record is 1496.
Whoa. Wow. And yeah. So
my goal is to land that fish before I die.
Now, people may not realize this, but let's say a 1,000-pound bluefin. What does that mean to you in terms of cost? What will that sell for?
Well, a lot of people, you know, it depends on the fish, the quality of the fish, the fat content on the fish. A lot of people have the misconception that these fish are worth big, big money. The truth is that these fish are worth around $5 or $6 a pound. So, you know, you get a 1,000-pound fish, you might be worth $5,000 or $6,000.
But, of course, the risk that goes with that, and we'll see this in the series all on the line, the later you go in the season, the rougher it gets out there and the weather becomes an enormous factor.
Well, that's why they call it all on the line, because every time we go around the break wall, we're literally putting our lives all on the line. We're putting everything right on the line. So you know, it's dangerous from time to time, but, you know, there's nothing, if there's no risk, there's no gain, right? So it's just part of our way of living. I mean, we've been on the water our whole lives and really don't know much else, to be honest with you.
What's the best part of being a fisherman for you?
There's a lot of good things about being a fisherman. I think being able to, I'm a godly man. I spend a lot of time with the Holy Spirit on the water, watching that sun come up in the mornings, watching it go down and the moon and the stars, and being able to spend that kind of time with my crew. Like I say, my crew is top notch, and that's a lot of fun. But I think, you know, when I see a father son come on my boat, or maybe a group of guys that are just, you know, they're fishermen and they want to land a giant, you know, and when we finally get that 800-pounder, that 1,000-pounder up to the top of the water, and we've battled him for 3 or 4 hours, you know, seeing them high-five and the excitement and everything, you know, the energy level is just through the roof. It's something that you'll never forget for the rest of your life. I mean, it's just an amazing feeling to drag a 1,000-pound bluefin through that back door on the tuna boat on the subdivider.
Well, we're looking forward to this series, All on the Line on Discovery Channel. Captain Johnny Johnson, great to talk with you. Appreciate you making time for us today. Be safe out there. We'll be watching soon.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for the time.